A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The crowd remained on the other side of the lake. The next day they realized that there had been only one boat there and that Jesus had not left in it with his disciples. Rather, they had set out by themselves. Then some boats came out from Tiberias near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. Once the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they too embarked in the boats and went to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered them, "I assure you, you are not looking for me because you have seen signs, but because you have eaten your fill of the loaves. You should not be working for perishable food, but for food that remains unto life eternal, food which the Son of Humanity will give you. It is on him that God the Father has set his seal." At this they said to him, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" Jesus replied, "This is the work of God. Have faith in the one whom he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. So the people have just been fed so well by Jesus, the thousands have been fed, and now the crowd seeks Jesus out again, and they ask, "When did you come here?" And he doesn't even answer, he gets right to it and says, "You just want more stuff from me, and you should be working for food that remains unto life eternal." And while we, of course, aren't so crass as those very materialistic first century Palestinians, we, even in our prayer, perhaps ask for stuff. It might be physical stuff, but it might also be very good spiritual things. We want healing, or we want wisdom. And we want them not just for ourselves, but to serve God, to serve others. But at some point, our encounter with Jesus needs to go beyond even that good spiritual stuff. It needs to be an encounter with Jesus himself. It needs to be trusting that God will give us what's needed. Even when we go beyond intercessory prayer, we might think we've gone beyond that and are into deep contemplation, but sometimes we sit down to pray and we're just seeking some sort of nirvana, some sort of comfortable experience, some sort of feeling even. Again, that's stuff in a way. Our prayer, that kind of prayer, contemplation, is really just accepting whatever it is God is giving us now in Christ, whatever the moment holds. Simply accepting what God gives. So Jesus really lets these folks have it, and then I don't think they really get it, because then they say, "What must we do to perform the works of God?" It's almost as if they're saying, "Well, okay, you're not going to do it for us. How can we do it? How can we make stuff? How can we multiply the loaves?" And Jesus said, the work to do, he kind of turns this on them. He says, I do want you to work, but I want you to work for God. This is the work of God. Have faith in the one whom he sent." Just faith. That's it. And so we come to the risen Christ today, not for stuff, but merely to be with him in faith, the faith that he has given us. That's the resurrected life. That's the food that remains unto life eternal.